This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Do you love music? Well, you're in luck. In October, your favorite KGNU DJs will be hosting a number of amazing music specials featuring legendary artists and intriguing topics. On Monday, October 12th, join Ann Cantelow and Teresa Halsey during the Morning Sound Alternative for a special show honoring Indigenous Peoples Day. At noon that same day, tune in for the Afternoon Sound Alternative, dedicated to the music of legendary musician Brian Eno, hosted by Sam Fuqua. Find out about all of KGNU's planned music specials in October at afterfm.com.
You are tuned to the Cabaret program, where we feature live local music every Tuesday evening right here on KGNU. Tonight we'll be airing an archive recording from Shanna in a Dress. She visited KGNU studios in May of 2018 and spoke with George C.
And good evening. It's just after 7 p.m. here on KGNU, and you are listening to the Cabaret Show. This is George C. hosting tonight. We are live in the Boulder studio and very happy to have performing for us Shanna in a Dress. Welcome, Shanna.
Thanks.
I know there's lots to talk about, but let's go ahead and kick off with some music first.
Sure. Here's a song of mine called Broken Record.
You came home late again. I could tell I would get a delusionist tale of what happened. Your palms were pouring, your chest was pounding, your breath got shorter like you were surrounded. You've done this redundance, what can you say? Lips gibberish like a kid in pre-K. You say you're gonna change, every line on your face is the same. You say you're gonna change. You're like a broken record, broken record, broken record. You're like a broken record, broken record now. And I want you to stop before we're too late. But we can't talk about it till you get the record straight. I roll my eyes and wait for a minor variation of the same old tired explanation. But over and over you say this, like I got you on repeat on my iTunes playlist. Oh, iTunes, iTunes, I tune you out. I like everything about you but the words out of your mouth. You say you're gonna change, every line on your face is the same. You say you're gonna change. You're like a broken record, broken record, broken record now. You're like a broken record, broken record now. And I want you to stop before we're too late. But we can't talk about it till you get the record straight. Oh, your actions scream over whispered words. You'll promise again, but I promise you I've heard it before. Oh, put your money where your mouth is. I think you're going broke. Oh, put your money where your mouth is. I think you're going broken record, broken record now. Put your money where your mouth is. Broken record, broken record now. Put your money where your mouth is. Money where your mouth is. I think you're going broke. Yeah, put your money where your mouth is. I think you're going broke. You're like a broken record, broken record, broken record now.
Thank you. What do I do? Do I keep going? Do I talk?
Do another song, introduce it if you'd like.
Cool.
I'm applauding quietly over here, that's why she said
thank you. So, I'm going to, while I retune, I will tell you that the songs I'm going to play tonight are kind of all of the songs that I am hoping to record if I raise my the goals I'm looking at with my Kickstarter campaign, which we can talk more about later. But if you are listening and you're kind enough to be listening for this entire hour, I'm so interested in which songs are your favorites, because I'm going to play a track or two more than the ones I'll be recording. So, you know, if there's a unanimous vote for, hey, we hated those other two, then I'll know.
And we won't get comments here in the cabaret room, but I think people would be welcome to send a message to the DJ email with their feedback and comments if they would like, dj@kgnu.org, and we'll pick them up. We won't pick them up at the time, but we would get them later, and Shannon would be able to see them, right?
Exactly.
We wouldn't get them real time, but it would be, I'm sure it would be very interesting to get those comments.
It would, and you can always just find me anywhere on the internet and tell me. I'm not hard to find, but I'm going to play a song called Super Glue. By the time she was my age, Mom had two kids and a full plate and some inclination of her direction. I went to school, did as I should. That pricey paper did no good. I got a GPS, but no idea what the address is. Uh-oh, you know I want it. Never gonna get, never gonna get it. When there is super glue on the bottom of my shoes, I wanna gallop like a stallion in a field. But that gets hard to do when on the bottom of my shoes is super, super glue. Try my best to scrub it off. I sit and analyze my faults. If I just had the right tools to scrape it gone. Had it been Elmer's all purpose, maybe then I'd know my purpose. 'Cause the resistance wouldn't seem so damn strong. Uh-oh, you know I want it. Never gonna get, never gonna get it. When there is super glue on the bottom of my shoes, I wanna gallop like a stallion in a field. But that gets hard to do when on the bottom of my shoes is super, super. In a jar, learn they can't jump higher. Done waiting around to ignite my fire. Get out and choose. I'll step out of my shoes. Step out of my shoes. Now, I'll step out. I'll step out. There was super glue on the bottom of my shoes. I can gallop like a stallion in a field. Was super, super glue. Barefoot and free and racing, leaving shoes stuck to pavement. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Got glitter dreams to face now. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Tough in my soul and Thank you. I'm going to switch over to ukulele. And play a song of mine that's on YouTube. And then we can chat.
Very good.
This is a fan favorite. When I was just a little girl, my mama, she told me, someday you'll find yourself a husband, a family. I thought when I was wiser, maybe when I was older, I'd find someone to love me, maybe someone in Boulder. So I bought myself a library of self-help books, practiced in the mirror all my sexy looks and thoughts to the universe that I'm supposed to send. But the ones who walked into my life just wanted to be friends. And I asked my mama, what's my problem? She said, you're going about it all wrong. She said, if all you want is love, you better give it away. It will come back to you like a boomerang, like a karma chameleon refrain, like the track circle back below the train. It will come back, it will come back if you give it away. So I came across a genie in a bottle and he told me, you don't need the body of a model, no, you only need to not treat your heart like a book of checks, as though the less you use it, the more rich you'll get. And I asked myself, what's my problem? Maybe I'm going about it all wrong. 'Cause if all you want is love, you better give it away. It will come back to you like a boomerang, like a karma chameleon refrain, like the track circle back below the train. It will come back, it will come back if you give it away. 'Cause love ain't money, no, it won't run out. It'll come back to you if you give it out. Love ain't money, no, it won't run out. It'll come back to you if you give it out. Love ain't money, no, it won't run out. It'll come back to you if you give it out. Oh, if all you want is love, you better give it away. It will come back to you like a boomerang, like a karma chameleon refrain, like the track circle back below the train. It will come back, it will come back if you give it away.
More thunderous applause from over here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's great. Well, you've been on Cabaret before, haven't you?
I have.
Was it as part of the Coalition of Women Songwriters? Is that it?
It sure was.
And can you talk about that a little bit? What is that group?
Yeah, the Coalition of Women Songwriters was started by Riley Ann, and she wanted to create a space for female artists and musicians to support each other, and KGNU was so kind enough to let us use their space. So once a month, we all get together and talk about girl things related to music and whatever else. And it's been a great group to be a part of. And it was really fun doing the cabaret show with them.
Good. And you've written a few songs, as I understand it.
A few.
How many?
I counted, last time I checked, was 116. So
that's cool. How long have you been writing music?
That I can remember. I started when I was 18, and I mean, there's definitely been dry spells in there, but yeah, I started in college when I first started learning guitar because I didn't even care about guitar. I think I just wanted to write songs, And ever since, yeah, I've written a lot. And there's many pending in my brain right now.
Very nice. Is there a theme or a sort of a connecting thread with the songs that you write? Is there a style, would you say?
I don't want there to be, but there does tend to be themes of... So my tagline, I'm pretty proud of this, is quirky folk pop from a clever millennial who sucks at dating.
Perfect.
And I think that sums up my vibe really well in terms of, yes, I write folk music, but it has catchy choruses and like definitely a pop sensibility to it. Quirky because I play ukulele, and if you play ukulele, everyone thinks you're quirky. But it's not untrue. And my lyrics are definitely they're personal, and I don't know that there's other... It would be unusual for someone else to write a Shanna song. So in that regard, I guess they are quirky. And there's a general theme, I think, about relationships and self-study and just the nuances of relationships. Like even when I think back to the three songs I just played, Boomerang is about reminding yourself that when you're feeling lonely, go love someone. And Broken Record was inspired by, man, isn't it funny how humans just do the same things over and over and over again? We have to deal with it. And Super Glue is kind of like me coaching myself out of feeling stuck and reminding myself to look at things from another perspective. So I don't know that those are all about relationships, but my songs definitely start with a concept that I think is interesting. And yeah, they come from a concept more than a feeling a lot of times. And I think that's different than a lot of other songwriters.
Okay. I observed just seeing some of your performances online and so on that it seemed like there was a lot of humor in your music, but it wasn't necessarily just slapstick or comedy humor. It was the kind of wry humor that you get when you can recognize something in yourself, or you recognize what the lyrics are about because you've seen it in your own experience.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I'd say that's true.
And I think maybe the other, probably the silly question, and then maybe you can play a little more music and then we'll talk about the big question. But for anybody who doesn't happen to be already familiar, how did you get the stage name Shanna and Address?
Oh, well, it was a self-created stage name, which I guess most are. And I performed when I lived back in Virginia as Shanna Whore, because my last name is Whore. And that was fun. And I love starting off my sets with a good whore joke. But ultimately, I decided that Google might not like my last name. And letting people know the broad appeal of the kind of music I make may not be conveyed with a last name like Whore. So I wear dresses all the time. So now I'm just Shanna in a dress. And it's really great for branding because no matter where I go, people are like, hey, look, it's Shanna in a dress because I'm wearing a dress.
That's very, very fitting. No pun intended.
Yep.
So if you don't mind, a little more music and then we can talk about your Kickstarter campaign.
Great. I would like that. And remember, be evaluating all these songs with a critical ear because some of these are getting the axe. As I tune up for this next one, I'll tell you that my friend Sawyer Bernath of Copper Leaf is producing this next song with me, and not a lot of people have heard it, so I'm excited for it to be out. And we had some studio time on it yesterday, so it's fresh in my mind and under my fingers. So I'm going to start with a song called Pictures and Mirrors.
Hey girl, I hear the way you're talking about yourself, but you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. more not pretty, so you're caking on the makeup. But you cover up what we all love. Talking trash about every photograph you see. Well, you don't see what we all see. Hey, now, you've only ever seen yourself two times. Hey, now, you're so much more than a group of curves and lines. Hey, now, your beauty can't get much clearer, but you don't know, 'cause you only ever seen yourself in pictures and mirrors. Seen the kindness that spills out from your skin, the way your eyes light up when you talk about him, and you never felt how it feels to be around you. It's beautiful, and the whole room feels it too. I said, hey, now, you've only ever seen yourself two times. Hey, now, you're so much more than curves and lines. Hey, now, your beauty can't get much clearer, but you don't know, 'cause you only ever seen yourself in pictures and mirrors. Pictures and mirrors. And you know you don't trust someone who won't look you in the eye, but you've never looked in yours, so why are you believing lies? You know you don't trust someone who won't look you in the eye, but you've never looked in yours, so why are you believing lies? Hey now, you've only ever seen yourself two times. Hey now, you're so much more than a group of curves and pictures and mirrors.
Thanks.
Very good. So far, I vote for all the songs.
Great. You're no help. Where's your critical ear? This next one, like, really might not make the cut, so... This one's on the chopping block.
Critical juncture.
Yeah, it's so critical. Yeah. I wanted to write that song because, like, I read it in a meme once of, like, hey, you've only ever seen yourself two times. You've only ever seen yourself in pictures and mirrors. And I was like, wow, that's fascinating. You will actually never get to experience being around you. And, like, you're probably far more attractive than the 2D image that you're judging yourself off of, because you don't experience anyone else in a 2D image, but just yourself. And I was like, that's so cool. I want a song.
Profound.
Yeah. I will tell a little story about this one. This song's called Parasite, and my last... my most serious relationship ended on a really amicable note. And when I talk about him, I always speak so fondly of him and about how what a great guy he was. And people are inevitably like, well, so why'd you break up? And my answer is kind of like, I don't know. I don't know. It just, we needed to break up. And the fact that I wrote this song is a good testimonial that it was the right thing. You show me which color of boots to wear with my outfit. You buy
Craigslist to help me keep my stuff in. I'm always high, gotta go, goodbye, see you soon, thank you, I'm busy. You send me a text every few days telling me you miss me. Ooh, oh, oh, get rid of me. Ooh, oh, oh, if it's up to me, I'll never leave. I'm a parasite dressed up real nice, and I'll never give you what you need. When I'm hungry, you say, come over here, I'll make you dinner. You cheer me on at my races, let me know I'm no quitter. I'm always high, gotta go, goodbye, see you soon, thank you, I'm busy. You say, girl, you so pretty, get here and kiss me. Ooh, oh, oh, get rid of me. Ooh, oh, oh, if it's up to me, I'll never leave. Ooh, oh, oh, get rid of me. I'm a parasite dressed up real nice, and I'll never give you what you need. Forever. Truth is, I want you in my life for good. Truth is, you give me all I've ever wanted, but the truth is, I'll never love you like I should. Oh, I should. Dressed up real nice, and I'll never give you what you need.
Well, I kind of like that one too. Sorry, I'm not much help. That was good.
Thank you.
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, I think I'm going to move over to the piano for this one.
Now you're going to have to tune the piano, so it'll be a few minutes here.
The song's called Robot. It's about a lot of things, but today it's about the experience of life when you don't take time to take it all in and really be present with it.
I blink, but I don't even think no more. On autopilot, my body walks around the world so mechanically. He died, she's born, he's married. I'm bored, and I don't even shed a tear. I've become vacant and numb, programmed to say what they all want to hear. What I would give to feel like you. Feel human, but I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. Somebody, somebody. I'm a robot. Uh-oh, cut me open. I'm fairly certain all you'll see is nuts and bolts and faulty wiring, emptiness crashing together in a hollow chest. Oh, I remember hearing once, indifference is the opposite
of love. And I remember feeling once, but the dream gets hazy as the days go on. What I would give to feel like you. What I would give to feel human. But I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. I'm a robot waiting for somebody to move me. Somebody, somebody. Think I'm a robot. Oh, oh. For somebody to move me.
This program is an archive performance recorded in 2018 with Shanna in a dress.
KGNU's Cabaret Show. Every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., we have live performances here in the KGNU studio. And tonight we have the privilege of hearing from Shanna in a dress. So thank you for that. That was really nice. Now, I've seen and heard that one online, that song, Robot.
Yeah.
And you played it, I think, with a group of people. Is that
yeah,
right?
on YouTube I did.
Do you normally perform with people or solo, or does it just depend on the circumstance?
Usually it's just me, but lately I've been doing a series at Laughing Goat on Pearl Street about every 6 weeks or so called Shanna in a Dress and Friends, where I book the whole night and I have friends join me and perform their own music for their sets. But I have such talented friends, I want them to play with me. So I kind of get to experience what it's like to have a band for that show. And it's awesome. If you're listening and you want to be in my band, I can say band. That would be cool.
That's the way to do it. So now you have a Kickstarter campaign going on.
I sure do. Yeah.
You're just waiting for me to ask, weren't you?
I was. It has been the number one thing on my brain ever since the launch date and the months before, actually. Yeah. So I'm trying to raise money to fund, I can speak, a fully produced 5-song EP plus 5 additional bonus singles and a professional music video. I've been writing songs for so long and performing for so long, and it's like frankly embarrassing when I don't have merchandise to give people after the show when people ask for it. And I have been letting money stop me from making this very important step, and time to not be stopped by that. I did record an EP once before in 2011, but those songs are so outdated to me now. I don't even play them, and they just feel so much younger in my songwriting journey that I'm glad I made that record, but now it's time for a big girl one. So,
well, it is 2018. It is 7 years later.
Yeah.
That does make sense. Well, good. And how's it going?
So far, it's going really great. I set a conservative goal. Not that conservative, but I set a goal of $10,000 on Kickstarter, since it's all or nothing. And we surpassed the $10,000 mark. We're at $10,550 today. And there's 11 days left in the campaign. It closes midnight at the end of Saturday, May 26th. And I'm hoping to raise, like, the project will cost $15,000. So I'm hoping to raise that much. And if I raise $20,000, I'm going to make a Boulder Song music video, which a lot of people have asked for and I've talked about for many years. But I want to get the main music out and recorded first. And so that's why it's kind of like a bonus stretch goal.
Very nice. So you've made a threshold so that the campaign is it's in place, right? In other words, they don't just return the money at this point.
Right. Oh, good. I'm going to make the money, which is so exciting. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's contributed so far. It's been such an emotional journey doing this Kickstarter. Like I spent the first 2 weeks being like, oh my gosh, people love me and they believe in me. And then this last week where like after I crossed 10,000, the backerage has been much slower. And I'm like, people don't love me. People don't believe in me. What do? I need to make people give me money if I really want to fund this whole project. So a lot of silly thoughts going on in my mind.
Well, congratulations at least on getting to that threshold.
Thank you. It is exciting.
Well, where can a person go to get more information about that?
And they can go to tinyurl.com/FannaShanna. That's FannaShanna. And yeah, I love the video and the rewards are really fun. So that's a great spot to check. And then in general, if you like my Facebook page, facebook.com/ShannaInAddress, I have links to it all over the place and a nice outdated website called ShannaInAddress.com that will also probably send you there if you can't remember tinyurl.com/FannaShanna.
All right. Very good. Well, and then that kind of took away the other question I was going to ask you, which is you do have a pretty fair presence on the social media and out there in the interwebs, so people can listen to your music and get in touch and find out what's going on with you.
Yes, I am working on it. Oh, I'm also on YouTube. You can YouTube Shanna in Address. And I don't know if people need this, but Shanna is spelled S-H-A-N-N-A. In is spelled I-N, is spelled A, and Dress is spelled D-R-E-S-S.
Thank you for clearing that up. A little more music then.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's play. Oh my gosh, I'm almost out of guitar songs. That doesn't usually happen. Like 2/3 of the songs I write are on guitar, and the other third are probably split even between ukulele and piano. So
I was going to say, I know you're not out of songs. There's probably like 108 left or something.
Yeah, I'm not out of songs. Just out of the list of what I think I'll play today. This is a funny one that I've been really liking playing lately, so thought I'd give it to you. The song's called Dad Bod. Man, it's good enough to make sure I have a tuned guitar. Let's do that. Thank you for listening, if you're listening. I'm very flattered. And this is Dad Bod. Oh, baby. Last night was so amazing. You're incredible. I can still picture it right now. The way you brought in the groceries, took out the trash. The way you remembered to feed the cat. Then you unloaded the dishwasher. And when I got home from work, you had dinner on the table. I wanted you for dessert. Oh, I don't need a man with a face like Brad, Zac Efron's hair, or Channing Tatum's abs. Sporting a Rolex and a Cadillac. I like it if you look like you would be a good dad. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. So hot. That's hot. I like your dad bod. Oh,
that picture you sent me. It's so hard and so smooth. Oh my God, I can't believe it. You finally sanded the table in the living room. Then I got hot and bothered when you answered my text right away. Then I got really tired and you said those magic words, okay, not today. Oh, I don't need a man with a face like Brad, Zac Efron's hair, or Channing Tatum's abs, sporting a Rolex and a Cadillac. I like it if you look like you would be a good dad. Yeah, that's hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. So hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. I like your dad bod, and I love how I don't have to babysit you at parties. Cause ladies, we all know that's the worst. They say nice guys finish last, and they're right. You always let me come first. Oh, I don't need a man with a face like Brad, Zac Efron's hair, Channing Tatum's abs, sporting a Rolex and a Cadillac. I like it if you look like you would be a good dad. Yeah, that's hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. So hot. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. I like your dad bod.
Nice.
Thanks. I wrote that song with Caitlin Cannon. She lives in Durango.
Very good. Yeah. What else can you play for us?
What else can I play? Let's switch instruments for you.
Right.
And I'm going to play a song called Everything and Nothing. This song is inspired by how I was really... I still am like really fascinated by the fact that I can think completely oppositional thoughts, like, at the same time. And I wanted to write a song about it and how that's so weird.
More music that people can relate to.
Yeah.
Again, you're listening to Cabaret on KGNU, Shanna in a Dress.
I flip-flop, I'm a teeter-totter while time tick-tocks pulling me aparter, and it's hard to pick where I want to be when I'm everything and nothing, I'm anything in between, oh. Everyone's better than me, can't help but compare, and they're all better than me, oh. Everyone's better than me, I think I'm better than everybody. And all I ever think about is myself. I hate how all I think about is myself, oh. All I ever think about is myself, but when's the last time I took time for myself? Oh, I flip-flop, I'm a teeter-totter while time tick-tocks pulling me up harder, and it's hard to pick where I wanna be when I'm everything and nothing, anything in between, oh. Money. Everyone else cares about money, but I don't care about money. But I can't do that, and I can't do that, cause I need money. Oh, I flip-flop, I'm a teeter-totter while time tick-tocks pulling me up harder, and it's hard to pick where I wanna be when I'm everything and nothing, I'm anything in between. Oh, I can't anymore. I'm shoving you away while claiming I'm raw to the core. I'm shoving you away. I said I can't cry anymore. I'm so lazy, I'm so lazy, but I work so hard. Anything in between. Oh.
All right.
Thanks.
Another example of just being so self-aware that people can relate to your words, I think, very readily.
I hope so.
Well, how about maybe one more song, and then we'll talk a little bit more, and then maybe go out with some music.
Awesome. I like that idea. Let's do... Oh, man. This is a difficult choice. All right, since I have my ukulele out, I will play the never before heard, the world premiere of this new song that I'm hoping I can clean up in time to get it on my record because I'm digging it.
You're wonderful and I don't lie. I tell you you're beautiful, you're wonderful and I don't mind. But sometimes I wonder what do you see when you look at me. Sometimes I wonder if I only reflect what you want to see. I'm a mirror, mirror, tell me true. Do you like me or do you just like you? Showed you everything I see, would you still wanna be with me? Sometimes you're jealous, sometimes you're greedy. Sometimes you're selfish, sometimes you're needy. My journal, would you care to read it? Or only the pages with your name in it? I'm a mirror, mirror, tell me true. Do you like me or do you just like you? If I showed you everything I see, would you still wanna be with me? If my mirror went away, would you leave or would you stay? If my mirror went away, would you leave or would you stay? I'm a mirror, mirror, tell me true. Wanna be with me? Oh, 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 oh. I'm a mirror, mirror, tell me true. Do you like me or do you just like you?
Promise that's better on a tuned ukulele.
That wasn't bad. Thank you. That was great. You're listening to Cabaret on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. George C. hosting Shanna in a Dress. Anyway, so Shanna in a Dress, thank you so much for coming in tonight. I think you've said this on your website or in one of your presences on the internet,
yeah,
that recorded stuff is great, but you really got to see you live. Is that right? I take it that you like to perform.
Oh, my gosh. I love performing. I actually think this has nothing to do with maybe your question, but I think seeing me perform is the ideal first date for me, because it is like, as opposed to like a blind date across a coffee table or something, it is just the most me that I have. I feel like I can do or say anything. And if you came to my show, like, you'll get, like, this is what I think about and this is my sense of humor. And I really care about making it fun for everyone in the audience, not just music appreciators. Like, I hope my music is like music for the layman and not the musician. And I tell a lot of jokes and stories, and I want people to sing along and clap along and join me on stage. It's a really like spontaneous, energetic thing that I'm nervous about exploring life as a recording artist, because I'm like, how can you get that energy that I bring to a live show into a recording? And it'll be interesting to explore.
That is a really good question, and I absolutely wish you the best with that. And I think you'll be successful. And I agree with, from what I've seen, to see you perform online, YouTube channel or whatever it might be, you really get an excellent idea of who you are. And I think that's a rare gift, really. And you really are putting it out there. So
Maybe
you can tell people again how to get information about you online
and
where to get information about your Kickstarter campaign.
Great. Well, if you look up Shanna in a Dress, you can go to my website, you can go to my YouTube channel, my Facebook page, or my Instagram. And it's the same name everywhere, Shanna, S-H-A-N-N-A, in a dress. I won't spell out the other words this time. And the Kickstarter is at tinyurl.com/fanashanna, as in, I'm a fan of Shanna. What a creative rhyme you've coined.
Very good. Thank you. And
I didn't coin it. My friend Brandon Hagen did, and I'm sure he would appreciate me giving him the credit.
Shout out. Well, very good.
Yeah.
So we have, I think, time for a couple songs. And if you would just close us out. This has been a Cabaret on KGNU with Shanna in a Dress. Finish us out with a couple songs, and then we'll be off to Corriente.
Wonderful. I'm going to end it on some piano tunes for you. This is a song I've been thinking about lately, and I like people knowing that I write serious songs too. So I'll do a serious one, then I'll end it on the Boulder song for you. I'm a tree, got my leaves spray painted green, and I've got these roots, they're traveling so deep, but I'm planted in the wrong soil. Though my roots keep me up, they belong somewhere else. No birds seek safety. That's what I'm made for. There's a place for me, there's a place for me, there's a place for me, and it's not here. Surrounded by sidewalks of smiles from people that don't see. Everyone like someone that belongs. They don't see that I don't, with my leaves spray painted green, with my leaves spray painted green. There's a place for me, there's a place for me, there's a place for me, and it's not here. There's a place for me, there's a place for me, there's a place for me, and it's not here.
can water me. You can douse me with sun. You can hug me so they don't cut me down. But when you're planted in the wrong soil, you don't go at all. There's a place for me. There's a place for me. There's a place for me. And it's not here. There's a love for me. There's a love for me. There's a love for me. And it's not here. There's a way for me. There's a world for me. There's deeper roots for me. And it's not here. With my leaves spray painted green, no one can see. My spray painted leaves.
Very nice, thank you. And we do have time for one more song.
All right, well then I better get to it. This is my Boulder song, also highly requested in this town. I'm a Boulderite, I live the Boulder life. I'm friendly as can be. Who wouldn't want to be friends with me? Oh, I'm a Boulderite. I live the Boulder life. The first question I ask anyone is, do you climb? Oh, you top rope. I trad lead. Have you seen that guy climb? He can't do more than a 5'3". I'm a Boulderite. I live my Boulder life. And you can bet your booty I'm a trophy wife. Don't spank my kids, they need to play and be free. I pack their organic lunches full of chia seeds. I'm meat-free, gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free. I'm grain-free and I'm a freak. And man, my diet's satisfying. I rock the flannel, I'm really proud of my beard. Just got a Patagonia hat, you wanna go get a beer? I've got an epic pass. I work for a startup company. I say I came here for the mountains. I'm really here for the weed. I'm a Boulderite. I live the Boulder life. My carbon footprint's so small I read by candlelight. I pedal my fixie. Donate to Greenpeace. Found a way to power my home with my own feces. Drink kombucha, what? And I can beat ya, ooh, cause I'm that 90-year-old running up Sanitas. It's cold out there, but I ain't scared. Yeah, I'm an REI member, so I come prepared. Oh, black tea, some meditation is my morning ritual. But I'm not religious, I'm more spiritual. What's that you say? Your boss is a jerk. Well, I can cure anything with my energy work. Boulder, ba-ba-ba, Boulder. We never give the cold shoulder, but we're better than you. I'm a boho chick, the guys strike up a talk. Yeah, my favorite position is downward dog. My Free People top shows off my lotus tattoo. My boyfriend and I go hiking in our five-finger shoes. That's right, I'm cooler than you, good with the hula hoop. Let's everybody pack into my Subaru. Oh, I'm a Boulderite, I'm way better than you. I actually know where to throw my trash in the bins at Whole Foods. I'm gluten-free, I'm just here for the weed. I'm a triathlete, I meditate and drink tea. I live the Boulder life. Who wouldn't want to be friends with me?
Shannon and Address, thank you so much. This has been Cabaret from 7 to 8 o'clock. George C. hosting, and now it's time for Corriente.
Support comes from KGNU listener members and Ska Street Brew Stillery, a farm-to-table style restaurant featuring 30 handcrafted ska brewing beers on tap and a one-of-a-kind mixology program from Peach Street Distillers, located at 1638 Street in Boulder, Colorado, and open daily for food, beverages, happy hours, and more. More information at skastreet.com.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you so much for listening on this Tuesday night. This is KGNU's Puriente.
Caete.